Good evening, everyone. This is Chris, WRBK 701, and I will be your host tonight in the control for the Arkansas GMRS Repeater Group Weekly Net. This net's held each Thursday evening at 7 p.m. on the Arkansas Repeater Group Affiliated Linking System. I didn't say that right. This net is open to members and guests on our open affiliated repeaters. You may also check in via our Zello service that is available to all members and pre-registered guests. The net's designed to pass information, meet and greet other members, and to promote the use of GMRS across the great state of Arkansas. We'll try to conduct a coordinated net. Participation should call me, net control, with your call sign and wait to be recognized when we start. Emergencies will always take precedence, and if you have one during this net, please call out break and call sign at any time. If you have any questions or comments during the net, you can share them with the net control when they call your turn. After the net, we may hold a roundtable conversation between interested members. So I'll now start taking check-ins from users on radio repeaters by area and not Zello. Please take your call sign, name, town you're in if you can, as well as if you have any information or otherwise known as traffic for the net. You can say with traffic if you have something to share. You may say no traffic if you have nothing to share. We'll do this in banks of 3 to 4 call signs and then take a pause. So we'll start up in the northwest. So this is repeaters in the northwest part of the state, the NWA 700, Gator, etc. Come now with your call sign and to net control. Trying one more time for the northwest repeaters. Anybody in the northwest on a radio repeater, you may check in now with net control. Go ahead. All right, the northwest is quiet for now. We'll wait until they get out here. How about central? Let's go to the central repeaters. Perrin, soon to be Hot Springs, hopefully. Come now with your call sign. Call net control. Go ahead.
Net control. This is WRPD 769, Richard and Brian,
get set. Net control, WROT 635, Greg and Benton. Wish everybody a good evening on the net, no traffic.
Net control, will you check in? Whiskey Romeo Mike Uniform 265, WRMU 265, Joe and Benton on the Benton repeater. No traffic.
All right, let's stop there for a second. I got Richard, WRP 769 with traffic. I'll come back to you. Good evening, sir. Greg, good to hear you, WROT 635, and Joe with the beautiful phonetics, Whiskey Romeo Mike Uniform 265 in Benton. No traffic. Good evening. Three more check-ins. Central area, central repeaters. Come now.
WROZ 279. No traffic.
WRKF 394. Mason in Benton. No traffic.
All right. Sorry for the delay, fellas. WROZ 279, good evening. And Mason, hello, WRKF 394. All right, one more shot for Central. Central repeater check-ins, come now. All right, we're going to move on. Southwest, I'm over here, WRBK 701. But anybody else, we're going to go to the Southwest. Mina, Hatfield, and maybe someday be Queen again. Mina Hatfield, check in with the net. You may come now. All right, hearing none, we're going to do the placeholders. Down to the southeast. Down to the southeast, Monticello, et cetera. If you're in the southeast, you want to check in now on radio repeaters. Come now. And one final placeholder. Hopefully we can get this under control pretty quick. Northeast. Northeast link repeaters. You may check in now. All right, Zello friends, hold on just a second. I'm gonna come back around. And we're gonna do any more check-ins, missed check-ins on any radio repeater, any radio in any part of the state. Come now.
Yes, this is Bob at WRJ 1054 in Springdale. No traffic.
Stop there real quick. WROJ 754 in Springdale, good evening. And Brian, good evening to you also, WRMN 503. There was another one in there. I got WR and then the noise got to you, so let's try you one more time. Any radio repeaters you may check in now. One more time. Then we'll come back to you later.
We'll try it again. WRPG 514. Eric and Benton, no traffic.
All right, WRPG 514. I got you that time. Thank you. All right. Last but not least, Zello. We'll take check-ins now from our Zello users. Please state your call sign, name, town you're in if you can, and any information or traffic for the net. You may say with traffic if you have something to share. You may say no traffic, you have nothing to share. Zello users, please check in now.
Check control. This is Bill. Whiskey Romeo Papa Mike 927 in Whitehall. No traffic. Good evening.
Try this again. Net control. Whiskey Romeo Papa Alpha 831. Chain in Springdale.
All right, net control, don't know if you heard me the other time, I had it off on the other side of the radio, WRNK 691 from Harrison using Northwest Arkansas 700 repeaters.
All right, let's stop it there real quick. All right, I got you from Harrison, WRMK 691, that time it worked. Let's see who else we got, WRJ 754, I probably already called you, but I didn't have a check mark by your name, so good evening. And on Zello, we've got Bill. Good evening to you, WRPM 927, and Shane, WRPA 831 up in Springdale. Good evening to you also. More Zello check-ins. Let's do it in bags of three. If you're on Zello, you may come now.
Good evening, Chris. Check in WRFM 300.
All right, WRFM 300. Good evening to you, sir. Thanks for checking in. All right, we'll go one more time around the horn. Zello horn repeaters, and then we'll go move to traffic. So any missed check-in Zello horn repeaters, come now.
WRMZ 986, Northwest Arkansas, mobile.
All right, I got WRMZ 986. Good evening, up in the Northwest, on the mobile. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to start calling members with traffic or information for the net. I heard there's myself, which I always have traffic. And then we're going to go to Richard over in Bryant, WRPE 769. You have traffic for the net. The floor is yours. You may go ahead.
Thanks, Chris. This is WRPE 769. First, I just want to say big thank you to Chris and Mason for everything you guys are doing and all the repeater owners out there. I really like what's going on with the group. I've only had my license a couple months, but everything's been going great. And I did have every intention of hopefully being able to get my feet wet and do net control tonight, but things didn't work out. I literally just got home in the drive when the net started, so I knew I wouldn't have time to be able to do it due diligence, but hopefully in the next couple weeks I can give one of you guys some relief. WRPG 769, back to net control.
All right, Richard, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, you said that you weren't know if you were going to do it or not, so I was kind of sitting here standing by. And then that's just kind of how we do it. But I appreciate it. Anybody who wants to try a shot at being a net control, there's a script. I uploaded it to the website and whatnot. You're more than welcome to give it a shot. Can't break it, so let me take a break and then I'll turn it over to myself. Okay, this is Chris, WRBK 701, your net control. I don't have a lot of traffic tonight. Mason's been working in the background trying to move our service to a more cloud-based function. You may have heard her soon as talking about it. We've been trying to test a few things. The idea is to put it into a data center with faster internet, better accessibility, a whole lot less moving parts, and then we use what we've got for a backup in case that fails. The idea is to keep this up as 100% as possible. So he's been working real feverishly on getting that done. We all appreciate him doing it. So we'll start moving some equipment around, and I'll still having this other equipment being available as a standby, as a backup. Continuing, it does come at a cost. Everything we do comes at a cost, obviously, and most of us just eat it up. As far as this online server, we're going to test it out for a month or two. I'll talk with Mason and the others, and we'll see how it's going to go. And at that point, if somebody wants to help us out, by all means, that one would be worth it. So we can add a few more repeaters to the system and start getting a little bit more coverage in some of the other parts, I think we're going to be in real good shape. So definitely a step in the right direction. Next thing, we're entering weather season, which it's Arkansas, it's 24/7 weather season, but next few days possibly going to get kind of ugly, so we'll keep the repeaters available and online as much as possible, and we should be in good shape for any spotters or spotting or emergencies that may come up. Last but not least, I've processed all the memberships that have been pending. So a couple of you put some stuff in there. You should have a message in your inbox. If it's not there, it's on the way. Should have access to the website. If anybody has trouble with the website, let me know. We'll help you get through it. So that's all I have for now. So we'll go back around one more time. We're going to call for any more late or missed check-ins. Any later missed check-ins, please state your name, call sign, and if you have any information that you want to bring to the net, come now.
Net, this is WRPE 201, and Rogers with some traffic.
All right, here nobody else other than WRPE 201 and Rogers. Come with your traffic to the net. The floor is yours. Go right ahead.
Rogers, WRPE 201 and Rogers. We have a new repeater in Rogers, 462-575 PL141.3. It's up and running. We have some improvements we're going to make along the way. Antenna is going to be in a better locale here in the next couple of weeks, but it is up and running. So test away, use it, let us know what you find with it. And that's it. Back to net. WRPE 201.
Well, see, look at that. We have a net, and we find out we're going to get a new repeater in the group. Yay! Excellent. Good to hear. Are you the owner of it, or who's the call sign owner of it so I can get a hold of them and do what we need to do?
Yes, it's my repeater, WRPE 201.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. People like you that help grow this group. So I will send a message to you a little bit later, and we'll get you built, if you don't mind. Thank you again. All right. One more time, late missed check-ins. Call sign name. If you have any information or traffic for the net, come now.
WRKF 394. I got a little bit of traffic.
Mason, the floor is yours. Go right ahead with your traffic.
Thank you, Chris. I'm going to be working on the cloud server tonight, trying to get some stuff migrated over. So there is a 100% chance that the links will go down at some point tonight while I'm working on it. I'm not sure how long. I basically got to take every repeater and manually migrate it over to a new network one by one. So it might take me a little bit. Some stuff might act a little funky, it might disconnect for a while, might have to try to bring it back up. So just fair warning, but we'll get it back up smoothly, so that way it'll be there for everybody to use. back to net, WRKF 394.
Thanks, Mason. Yeah, and then call me. I'll be listening into the wee hours myself if something happens. If you got a test things or whatever, so yeah, just let me know. We'll be around. All right. Let's see. Any more late missed check-ins or traffic for the net? Take your call sign, name, and come now.
WRAR 667, Dave, in the mobile, Lincoln.
All right, WRAR 687 in the mobile in Lincoln. Good to hear you. Welcome. All right, one more time. I'll just keep doing this until I don't hear anything, but we'll do it another time. Any later missed check-ins, come now.
Net control check-in, WRPD 356. WRPD 356, Stephen down here in Jefferson County. Better late than never, I guess. Have no traffic.
All right, Stephen, I got you. WRPD 356, good evening to you, sir. Okay, so do we have any visitors that wish to check into the net? Any visitors? Not members, people just listening, visitors. Check in, say hi, come now with your name, call sign, and where you're at.
WROW 328, Fayetteville, Adam. Just checking in, very, very new to this stuff.
All right, let me see if I got your call sign right, Adam. My pen fell out of my hand, and it happens quite a bit. WROW 328, is that correct?
That is correct.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Good evening. Any other guests or visitors that wish to check into the net, come now. Okay, one last volley. Does anybody have any further business or traffic for the net at all? Anybody with any further business or traffic for the net at all, please come now.
Got a late check-in. WRKF 394, I think I just jumped over top somebody. Hang on.
Late check-in, go ahead. Mason will wait.
Yeah, this is WRKN 263. I'm in Hot Springs Village. My name is Lance. I have no traffic. Checking in.
Excellent. Good evening, sir. Welcome. WRKN 263, Lance. Hi. All right, Mason, go ahead, WRKF 394.
Yeah, thanks. Just a quick little clarification to my earlier announcement. When I work on stuff and bring the network down momentarily, it has no effect on any of the repeaters whatsoever. The repeaters continue to function even without the network. The network only provides links between repeaters. So they're still completely open for any weather, emergency, communication, whatever y'all need to use it for. So go right ahead and keep using them. It has no effect on what I'm doing. That's all. WRKF 394.
All right. Thanks, Mason. Yeah, we made sure that we really tried to hook things up to where if the link system goes down, the repeaters still work. So good job doing that. All right, one last time. Anybody have any further business or traffic for the net, like check-ins, Zello, or repeaters? Come now, one last time.
So we're on J754. This is Bob with traffic.
Bob, go right ahead. The floor is yours, WROJ754.
Yes, this is WROJ754, and I just want to say thanks again to Mason. And you, Chris, and you know, Jonathan, and Mike, Parker, and I know there's other people I don't know about. I just want to thank you so much. This thing's got me out of jam with no cell service before here. Just want to give you a little testimony on that. And also, the other people listening, you know you can't donate. This stuff's not cheap. These guys are giving their time. You go on the web. I've done it. You all need to do it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, WROJ 754, thank you. Yeah, we're all doing it together. It's a group effort. Everybody's working together, trying to do what we're doing here, and we've been way successful at it. Yeah, if anybody wants to donate, it's fine. It's not a 501c3, so you're just giving your money to somebody else. We promise we'll put it to good use. It will go to the linking system for a while. So, at any rate, if there's anybody else, check in now. We'll do it one more time. Anybody have any further business, traffic, comments, concerns, complaints for the net? Come now. All right, hearing no further check-ins or traffic, this concludes the Arkansas GMRS Repeater Group Weekly Net. I want to thank everybody deeply for your participation. I also want to thank all of our repeater owners for hosting the net and the usage of the systems. As always, our website for information is available at arkradio.net, ARKRADIO.net. We'll return the repeater system now to normal use after 22 check-ins tonight, so thank all of y'all very much. WRBK 701 sitting over here in Hatfield.
Chris, I keep seeing Mina key up for a split second every time you unkey. I wonder what that's all about. Is there somebody out there?
You know, I have a feeling, Mina being on 675, this one being on 650, and the PLs being close, it may just be noise is picking up. Shouldn't do it, but I've heard it a couple times before. I may need to split them up a little bit more or tighten something up.
Yeah, it very well could be that. I was wondering. It doesn't do it every time. Just sometimes, as soon as Hatfield goes dim, Mina lights up for about half a second. Just curious. Does it actually, like, key it up in courtesy tone and all that?
Well, right now they're both transmitting, so, I mean, when I talk, Mina's talking, it should be. So, and I've sat in the mountain range between the two, and, yeah, with one's working, when everything's working, the other one's talking, too. So, I don't know if there's some weirdness going on up there. I'll have to go listen to it.
Yeah, about 2 seconds after I said that, I realized I probably need a nap because their length, of course, it's keying it up. Alrighty, I'm going to go get myself something to eat, and then I'm going to play server. WRKF394, y'all have a great night.
Alright, thanks again. If you need something, send me a text, messenger, radio, whatever. I'll be listening for a while.
WRBK-701.
I hear somebody calling me. Go right ahead. Oh, hi, Don. How are you? Good to hear you. Hey, Don, you out there? Go right ahead. I can hear you.
I copy that. Chris, I was just checking to see if there's plans to have that repeater that's supposed to handle the hot springs area. It's going to be up sometime this year.
Yeah, it'll be up sometime this year. hopefully sooner than later. We have to just find a weekend day that a bunch of people's schedules all match, and at the same time that the weather permits it. So hopefully we'll have one of those days, either a Saturday or a Sunday, where we can get up there and get everybody we need in the same spot and have rain not be there and, you know, we have all the equipment for it. Everything's ready to go. It's just a matter of spending a day or two up there and getting it put in and start testing. So it's coming. It's definitely one of the big projects that's on my list. We've got quite a few burning, but that one's ready to go.
Well, that's good to hear, Chris. Is that antenna going on some water tower?
No, it's going out into the mountains over there. Just, I think it's east, southeast or east of town. When that thing gets put up, it'll be a pretty good signal. It should work pretty good. It'll put coverage in a place that we've definitely wanted coverage for quite a while.
Well, that sounds great. Glad that all the equipment has been procured, and it's just a matter of getting all the resources together and maybe timing with the weather. Well, thanks for the comeback on that, and maybe down the road, if I'm still in town, I'm up on timer, I may be able to help out at some time.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll get when we get a day picked. It might be kind of one of them last minute things, but we'll try to post something out there that says, "Hey, start listening to the frequency and have everything programmed." So it'd be real nice to have people be able to help us check coverage almost right away as soon as we plug it in. So we'll let everybody know.
Well, looks like that storm is pretty close to a Hot Springs Village right now, so I'm probably going to have to turn off more outlets to keep the electronics working. So again, Chris, it's a pleasure speaking with you, and appreciate that you are the tech controller, and it's the first time I've done this. So again, as they say on the other side, 73, thank you soon. Bye. WROZ 279.
All right, no problem. And you can say 73 here all you want also. All right, take care. WRBK 701.
Yeah, that last station wanting a radio check, you were a little noisy on the repeater, but you were in there. WRFM 300.